व्याघ्रमञ्जना शलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितज्ञेनाथ तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वञ्चकोपाचरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितनं पवानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि घोर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यते सतारिणे। So we're going through the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami, and we're hearing about the travels of Gop Kumar, a cowherd boy from Govardhan.
我们聆听的是萨那达·戈斯瓦米所写的《大伯加瓦坛》这一部书，他是Gopal Kumar，是哥瓦丹山的一个牧牛童，他旅行到了各个地方。And
we heard how he came to in his travels, he came to Vaikuntha.
我们也聆听到了他在旅行的时候，他来到了Vaikuntha。
By the power of his mantra, given by his guru, he was able to come into Vaikuntha and he met Lord Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha.
由于他guru给他的这首 mantra的力量, 他来到了Vaikuntha, 他遇见了Vaikuntha之主, Narayana.
But he didn't feel totally satisfied.
但是他并没有感到彻底的心满意足。
Because he was always thinking about Madan Gopal and how he had wonderful pastimes with Madan Gopal.
因为他总是思念着 Madan Gopal 以及他和 Madan Gopal之间的逍遥时光。
When he would do his meditation with his mantra, he would have pastimes with Madan Gopal.
当他在冥想这首 mantra的时候, 他就跟 Madan Gopal 在进行着逍遥。
Madan Gopal would sometimes embrace him, and they would be very intimate together.
Madan Gopal 有时候拥抱他。 他们在一起非常的亲密。
But in Vaikuntha, he can't do that with the Lord of Vaikuntha.
然而，在Vaikuntha，你是不能跟主有这样的交往。
But at the same time, the Lord of Vaikuntha would appear just like Madan Gopal. They were just the same.
然而，有的时候，Vaikuntha之主就显现为Madan Gopal，他和Madan Gopal就一模一样。
And even the people who were with the Lord of Vaikuntha, they would become the same people who were with Madan Gopal.
甚至在Vaikuntha和Vaikuntha之主在一起的人们。 也变得和与Madan Gopal一模一样的人们。The
Lord of Vaikuntha, he has, you know, his two wives. There's Lakshmi, and there's also Bhumi.
Vaikuntha之主有两位妻子伴侣，一位是Lakshmi，另外一位是Bhumi.
So they would become the Gopis, Radharani and Chandravali.
这两位伴侣就变成了 Radharani 和 Chandravali.
And the associates of the Lord of Vaikuntha, they would all become like cowherd boys.
在 Vaikuntha 之主的同游们就变成了牧牛童。
So they would appear like that just for the pleasure of Gop Kumar.
他们仅仅是为了 Gop Kumar 的快乐才显现成这样的模样。
Because they knew Gop Kumar, he's always thinking about Madan Gopal, about the Lord in Vrindavan and Vrindavan pastimes.
因为他们都知道Gopal Kumar 内心时刻思念着 Madan Gopal, 思念着温达文和温达文的逍遥。
The Lord is in the heart, and He knows what Gop Kumar is thinking.
主在每个生物的心中，他知道 Gopal Kumar 的思想。
So He arranged to fulfill the desire of Gop Kumar.
他就安排能满足 Gopal Kumar 的愿望。
So what happened was Narada Muni came and spoke to Gop Kumar because Narada Muni could see Gop Kumar was not very happy.
结果接下来发生的事情是 Narada Muni 前来见 Gopal Kumar， 因为他看出来 Gopal Kumar 闷闷不乐。
Narada Muni is like the Diksha Guru of Gop Kumar almost.
Narada Muni, 他就像 Gopal Kumar 的训士灵性导师。
No.
启迪灵性导师 Diksha Guru.
Yeah. He's also like a friend to Gop Kumar.
他跟 Gopal Kumar 的关系就像朋友一样。
So Narada Muni would he wants Gop Kumar to reveal his mind and tell him, you know, what's the problem? Why are you so looking so unhappy? Because this is Vaikuntha. There's no unhappiness here.
Narada Muni 就希望 Gopal Kumar 向他袒露他不快乐的心声。因为在 Vaikuntha 没有人不快乐。
So, Narada Muni wants to explain to Gop Kumar about the nature of all these different living entities in Vaikuntha, how they're all spiritual, they all have bodies of eternity, bliss and knowledge.
Narada Muni 就向 Gopal Kumar 解释了 Vaikuntha 众生的本质，他们都拥有永恒知识和极乐的形象。
In Vaikuntha, there are animals like elephants and horses and birds, and there are trees and creepers, and there's insects also.
在 Vaikuntha 上面呢，有各式各样的动物，比如说大象、马匹、鸟类，还有树木、爬藤、昆虫。
And different, and all the living entities who are there in Vaikuntha take these bodies. Their bodies are all full of bliss and knowledge and eternity. They're spiritual bodies, they're not material bodies.
在昆特上面的生物的形象全都是永恒知识极乐的本质，他们全是灵性的，他们并没有物质的躯体。
And they take these bodies just to give pleasure to the Lord because the Lord enjoys variety.
他们之所以显现为各式各样的形象，只是为了给主带来快乐，因为主希望有丰富多彩的种类。
So some living entities, they even take forms like different demigods who they worship, because they worship demigods as in relation, they see them as in relationship to the Supreme Lord.
有了生物甚至变成半神，他们所崇拜的半神人的形象，他们把半神人是看成跟主息息相关的。
So these living entities in Vaikuntha, they're all great souls, they're all pure devotees. They don't have any material desire.
Vaikuntha 上面的所有众生，他们都是伟大的、纯粹的灵魂，没有丝毫物质欲望。
And each of the living entities, they all worship the Lord in a particular form.But they will worship the Lord in different forms.
They worship the Lord in different forms.
Yeah, because the Lord has unlimited forms.
Okay. 这些瓦昆特上面的生物呢，是把崇拜的主各式各样的形象的主。
Just like somebody may worship Lord Rama, so.But when they worship Lord Rama, Lord Rama also comes along with all of his associates. He'll have his wife Sita, and he'll have his brother Lakshman, and he'll have his kingdom, the kingdom of Lord Rama. Everything will be there connected with Lord Rama.
有的崇拜的是主 Rama, 这时候呢 ,Rama 就带着他的同游 Sita, Lakshman,他的王国还有跟他有关的一切就来了。
And because Lord Rama has also pastimes in the forest, so the forest will also be there, and he goes in, and the devotees in this way they can understand the past. They, just as they worship Lord Ram, all of these things will be there in the spiritual world.
因为主 Rama 在森林当中呢也有消失光，所以这些森林也在那里。那奉献者呢就理解到他们崇拜的主 Rama 也在灵性世界都在那里。
So everything is there for each of the Lord's different forms, all of his different paraphernalia, all of his associates, they're all there.In the spiritual world.
主的每一个形象都在灵性世界都存在着，每一个形体，每一个逍遥时光，还有主的所有的同游，在灵性世界都存在着。
So each of the devotees have their favorite forms of the Lord which they worship.
每一位主的奉献者都有自己最心爱的、崇拜的主的形象。
And when they worship the Lord, then the Lord will also appear in a particular place.
而且当他们崇拜主的时候呢，主就会在特定的地方显现。
Just like Lord Chaitanya, his pastime would be in Mayapur.
正如主 Chaitanya 他的消失光是上演在 Mayapur 上演。
And if you worship Lord Varaha, then you think about the Lord's pastimes as Lord Varaha, how he picked up the earth planet and how he killed the demon Hiranyaksha.
同样呢，当奉献者想着瓦拉哈的时候呢，主瓦拉哈他举起了地球，杀死了恶魔希兰雅克沙。
So in Vaikuntha, when they come to Vaikuntha, devotees will continue to worship the Lord in the same way in which they worship the Lord here in this world.
所以他们在瓦昆塔，他们一想到主瓦拉哈的时候，主瓦拉哈就来到灵性世界，就像在地球在这里他们崇拜主一样的。
And if they worship Lord Narayan, then Lord Narayan, he'll be in his palace.
同样的，当他们想着 Narayana 的时候，他们崇拜的 Narayana 就在他的宫殿。
And he'll be on his throne and will be very opulent.
Narayana 坐在他的宝座上，充满着富裕。Hare Krishna.
Wait. So the Lord can do whatever He wants. He can appear for the pleasure of the devotee in so many different forms.
主可以随心所欲，他为了他的奉献者的快乐，可以显现为不同的形象。
There are unlimited planets in the Vaikuntha, and the Lord has these different places to perform His pastimes.
Vaikuntha 有无限的星球，主就在这些星球上上演他的逍遥。
And the Lord has His special places, somewhere, just like Lord Rama, His pastimes are in Ayodhya.And Lord Krishna, his pastime may be in Vrindavan.
而且主也有他的特殊的地方，比如说主 Rama 有自己的 Ayodhya， 而主 Krishna 有 Vrindavan.
But the Lord of Lord Narayan, he's there with his palace, with his kingdom, Vaikuntha.And with his consort Lakshmi.
而主 Narayana 也有他的宫殿，他的王国在 Vaikuntha， 他有他自己的伴侣 Lakshmi.
So sometimes devotees are attracted to more than one form. Some devotees say just worship the Lord in one form, but some devotees say worship the Lord in different forms.
有的奉献者崇拜的不止一个主的形象，有的奉献者崇拜一个主的形象，而有的奉献者崇拜着主的很多形象。
So that is also allowed. Just like we worship, we may worship Gornitai and Lord Nrisingadev, and we worship also sometimes we have Panchatattva.And so it's also allowed when you go to the spiritual world that if you worship the Lord in different forms, you can do that also in the spiritual world.
正如这个都是允许的，有的奉献者呢，他崇拜的是 Gauranitai， 还有的崇拜的是 Nishinha， 有的崇拜 Panchatattva， 在灵性世界呢，这都是允许的。奉献者可以崇拜不止主的一个形象。可以崇拜很多，在灵性世界都也是允许的。
And some devotees they go to the spiritual world by meditating on mantras.
有些奉献者是通过冥想 mantra 去灵性世界。
Some people worship the Lord with mantras, and some they have different mantras, but they can also go there to the spiritual world.
有些奉献者呢是通过念诵 mantra 崇拜着主，然而他们仍然可以通过 mantra 去灵性世界。
They go to the spiritual world, they continue their meditation with their mantras.
他们去灵性世界之后，仍然可以继续通过 mantra 来冥想主。
And each devotee.Each devotee has different pleasures. They take pleasure in different types of service.
有的奉献者呢，他们拥有各自的快乐，他们是通过各式各样的服务来得到快乐的。
Somebody's pleasure is in performing kirtan, and somebody else's pleasure is in worshipping the Lord in the, deity form.
有些奉献者通过 kirtan 来取得快乐，有些奉献者通过崇拜神像取得快乐。
Somebody else takes pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord and all of His qualities.
有些奉献者通过传播主的荣耀，通过讲述主的品质得到快乐。
And each devotee feels his particular service is the most important.
每一位奉献者都感到他的特定的服务是最重要的服务。
But there's an equality.That actually, that everyone's service is equal.
但实际上呢，在品质上，每一个生物的服务都是平等的。
So when the Lord comes to this earth, when He comes to this planet, He will show different varieties. He will appear in so many different forms on this planet.
当主在地球上显现的时候，他就展示出不同的形象。
He appears in the deities, and he appears also in his different avatars.
主有有时候以神像来显现，有的时候以化身来显现。
Sometimes he comes in the form of empowering living entities to perform wonderful activities.
有时候以被授权的奉献者的形象来显现，来上演各种各样的活动。
So each of these forms of the Lord has his own activities and has his own, they have different names, of course, yeah, and different activities.
主的每一个这些形象，都有不同的活动，当然他们有不同的名字。
But the Lord is actually one, but He's just appearing in different forms.
但是主实际上他是一。他只是显现为不同的形象。
Yeah, we say Advaita Achyutamana. We say the Lord is one. There's one Ishwar. We say, but He appears in so many different forms.
我们就说 Advaita Achyuta， 主都是一个，但他只是显现为不同的形象而已。
So the purpose of him appearing in all these different forms are for his pleasure, as well as the devotee's pleasure.
他之所以显现为不同形象，目的是为了他自己的快乐，当然也是为了他奉献者的快乐。
So they may appear different. You know, we may see, one form of the Lord is more powerful than another, but actually they're all one.
他们显得好像是不同，有的形象比另外一个形象更有力量，但事实上呢，他们都是一个。
So, when the Lord appears in these different forms and displays different energies, this is all, it's all spiritual, it's nothing, it's not material. Even though He comes in this world, it's still spirit.Everything is concerned with the Lord is of a spiritual nature.
虽然主显现为不同的形象，展示各式各样的能量，但是所有这些形象全部是灵性的，并不是物质的。即便主在这个世界上展示着显现出来，他跟主有关的一切也是灵性的。
But because the Lord is being worshipped in different ways, so He appears in different, with different powers and different energies, just to satisfy the person who is worshipping Him.
但是主因为主以各式各样的方式受到崇拜，因此 主为了奉献者的快乐，便展示出他的力量，他的各式各样的能量。
So the difference is between all of his different forms, just like the difference between the object and the reflection of the object.
The difference of...
Yeah, when the sun reflects on an object, you will get the object, the original object is there, but then you see also there's a reflection of the object, maybe on the water, on the surface, a water surface, you can see the reflection.
它就好像主体和主体在它的反射，正如太阳和太阳在水上的反射这样的关系。
So you may see the sun in the sky, and then you see the reflection of the sun on the water.
人们可能会看到天空上的太阳，也看到在水面上太阳的倒影。
So there's a big difference between the sun and the sky and the reflection.
在天空上的太阳和水面上的太阳之间有着天壤之别。
But when Krishna, when the Lord appears, he's not like that.
但是当主显现的时候，主并不是这种样子。
He's always the Lord, even though he comes in many different forms and he appears, it seems like he has different powers, but he's always the one, Supreme Lord.
但他永远都是主，即便他显现为不同的形象，他展示出各式各样的力量，但他永远是同一位主。
Yeah, he's just being seen in different ways and in different places according to the mood of his devotees.
只是根据他奉献者的心态，他才展示为各式各样的形象，他才显现在各种地方。
Just like knowledge and happiness.Knowledge, if you have knowledge, then you feel some happiness due to that knowledge. So they're like different things. Knowledge and happiness are different.
正像知识和快乐之间的关系，有了知识人就会感到快乐，但是知识和快乐是不同的。
So, knowledgeand happiness are different, but they become one in relation to the absolute truth. When we understand the truth, that knowledge and happiness are one thing, they're together. You can't separate them.
但是当跟主有关联的时候呢，知识和快乐就变成了一体。当人明白到绝对真理的时候，他们就明白到知识和快乐，他们是不可分割的一体。
They're both part of the absolute truth. One who realizes the absolute truth, he will have knowledge and he will also experience happiness.
他们全是绝对真理的所属部分，当人拥有了知识的时候，他也就自然而然拥有了快乐。
So knowledge and happiness are one. In the same way, the Lord's forms are one.
因此，知识和快乐是不可分割的一体。同样的，主的所有形象呢，都是一体。
Because they're all forms of the Lord, so they're all the absolute truth.
因为他们都是主的各式各样的形象，他们全都是绝对的真理。
So we don't see any defect. It's not like one form of the Lord is greater than another form.
因此，我们找不到任何缺陷，并不是主的一个形象就比另外一个形象更高级。
You see, Krishna's associates and his abode are seen in different, they appear different.
Krishna 的同游， Krishna 的居所显得好像是不同。
So although they appear to be different things, they're actually all one.
虽然他们表面上好像是不一样，但实际上他们都是一体。
They're always real. They're not just, it's not just some illusion, but they're actually real.
而且他们永远是真实的。他们永远不是幻象。
So when one of the forms of the Lord is satisfied, all of the other forms are also satisfied.
当主的一个形象被满足的时候，所有其他的形象也得到了满足。
If we worship Krishna in any of his forms, whether they're in Vaikuntha or any other place, then we satisfy all of the different places.
当我们以任何一种 Krishna 的形象来崇拜 Krishna 的时候，无论是在 Vaikuntha 还是其他的地方呢，那所有地方都得到了满足。
So all the different forms of the Lord, they're not competing with each other to get the worship or to get that respect. They're all equal. They're all one.
主的任何的形象呢，他们并不是彼此之间在竞争，或者在取得人们的尊重，他们都是平等的，因为他们都是一体。
In the material world, people are always competing with each other for the loving relationship, for the respect.
而在物质世界呢，所有的生物呢，他们都是在彼此的竞争，来得到、获得爱、获得关照、获得尊敬。
But in the spiritual world, it's not like that.
灵性世界却并非如此。
There's the one Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Krishna, and he resides in many different places, and he appears in many different forms.
有主 Krishna 在 Vaikuntha 上的主 Krishna, 他居住在不同的地方，他显现为不同的形象。
And his purpose is just to give pleasure to all of his different servants.
他的目的是为了给他不同的仆人带来快乐。
So Narada Muni is telling about the greatness of the Lord of Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan.
Narada Muni 就这样来讲述着 Vaikuntha 之主 Narayan 的伟大。
And Krishna is in Goloka, and he is the source of he's the source of all the expansions and incarnations.
主 Krishna 居住在 Goloka, 他是所有化身、所有扩展的源头。
So Narada knows that Lord Krishna is the greatest, above even Lord Narayana.
Narada, 他深知主 Krishna 是最了不起的、最伟大的，甚至他的伟大超过了主 Narayana。
And this was understood by Lord Brahma also. When Lord Brahma stole away Krishna's cowherd boyfriends and cows.
主 Brahma 也深知这一点。当主 Brahma 偷走了主 Krishna 的牧牛童朋友和那些牛犊。
This was a very wonderful pastime.
这个逍遥时光非常奇妙。
Lord Krishna takes the place of all the cows and all the cowherd boys.
主 Krishna 他就代替了所有牧牛童，代替了所有牛犊。
And when Brahma comes back after a moment of his time, he sees all the cows and all the cowherd boys are all actually Lord Vishnu.
过了主 Brahma 的片刻，当主 Brahma 再返回来的时候，他看到所有的牛犊，所有的牧牛童，全部都是主 Vishnu.
And they are four-armed forms of Vishnu, and they're all being worshipped by all the different. They're being worshipped by all different creatures. Even Brahma is worshipping Vishnu.
他们全都是四臂的 Vishnu, 他们受到所有生物的崇拜，甚至受到 Brahma 的崇拜。
And as many cows and boys.There were that many Vishnus. For every cow and boy, every cow and cowherd boy, there was a Vishnu there. Form of Vishnu, four arms, and he was being worshipped.
无论有多少牛犊，无论有多少牧牛童，他们都是主 Vishnu 的，他们都是在受到的崇拜。
So Brahma.Brahma saw each boy and calf like that, but then he saw them all become one.
主 Brahma 呢，就看到每一头牛犊，每一位牧牛童都是四臂的 Vishnu 的形象。之后，他们所有。牛犊所有的牧牛童都变成了一位。
All the Vishnu forms merged into one.
所有 Vishnu 形象都融成了一位，融合成一位。
And left only Krishna was left.
这时候呢，只剩下主 Krishna 了。
So Brahma was shown the power of Lord Krishna.
就这样 ，Brahma 就 Krishna 的力量就展示揭示给了 Brahma。
And when he saw each Vishnu form, he saw that you know there's one universe for each of these Vishnu forms.
当 Brahma 看见，Sorry, Mara, can you repeat?
That, you know, I was saying that Brahma saw Vishnu, all the cows and all the cowherd boys became Vishnu, right?
Yes.
Four and form of Vishnu. And that one Vishnu was one, each Vishnu was in a different universe.
Oh.所以当 Brahma 看见 Vishnu 的时候呢，他也看见 Vishnu 在每一个宇宙里面。
Yeah, there's a Vishnu, there are many Vishnus, all different universes. They all appeared there to Brahma.
在每一个宇宙呢，都有 Vishnu 在那里，所以所有的宇宙的 Vishnu 也都被展示给了 Brahma。
Then they all became one.
随后，他们全变成了一位，都合成了一位。
And then Brahma saw he was there with Krishna.
接下来 ，Brahma 看见了他自己和 Krishna 在一起。
So this was the inconceivable power of Lord Krishna.
这就是主 Krishna 不可思议的能力。
But although it's inconceivable, it was shown to the devotees that Krishna can reveal these things to his pure devotees.
虽然他们是不可思议的，然而他们却可以揭示给他的奉献者。展示给他纯粹的奉献者。
So Narada gives another example about the power of the Lord. He describes, he says, just like when the personality of Godhead eats, he has thousands of wives, and each wife is bringing him food.
接下来呢，又讲述了主的另一种力量，人格神他是吃东西的啊，他有上千、成千上万个妻子，每一个妻子呢都给他准备了食物。
And each wife sees that the Lord is eating her offering first.
每一位妻子都看到主是。第一个在吃他所供奉的食物。
And each wife is seeing that the Lord is eating only her offering.
而且每一位妻子看到呢，主只吃他的供奉的食物。
This is Lord Krishna's inconceivable potency.
这就是主 Krishna 不可思议的能力。
And just like when Krishna married in Dwarka, he married 16,000 wives, 16,100 wives, and Krishna personally sat with each of his brides, and they performed the wedding at the same time.
同样的，就主他。迎娶了16,108位新娘，而主他是同时的和他每一位新娘坐在一起结婚的。
And even Krishna's mother and father, they came to each wedding.
甚至 Krishna 的父母也参加了每一场婚礼。
So how could they do it? This is inconceivable potency of the spiritual energy.
那他们是怎么做到这一点的呢？这都是由于主的能量，灵性能量的不可思议的灵性能量。
And it's not just that Krishna is like a expansion.Like some yogis, they can expand themselves. It's not like that.
主 Krishna 呢，并不像某些就是瑜伽师可以把自己扩展，并不像这些瑜伽师。
It's Krishna personally there at each wedding.
是在每一场婚礼上面呢，都是 Krishna 本人在场。
So this is the inconceivable activities of the Supreme Lord.
这都是至尊主的不可思议的活动。
Narada Muni is explaining this to Gopakumar.
Narada Muni 就一一向 Gopakumar 加以解释。
And sometimes the Lord empowers people.With particular potencies, what we call Shakti Avesha Avatar.
有的时候主也把他不可思议的能量赋予了生物体，我们称之为 Shaktya Visha Avatar。
And when the Lord empowers someone like that, then they become as good as the Lord himself.
当主以这种方式向特定的生物赋予了力量的时候，这位生物体就像主本人一样了。
Now we're going to Narada Muni goes. Now he stopped going to talk about the goddess of fortune. He's going to describe to us about the position of the goddess of fortune.
接下来 ，Narada Muni 就要讲述幸运女神的地位了。
Because she's a consort of the Lord in Vaikuntha, she's always with him, so she is a very important lady.
Because in Vaikuntha, she is the Lord's eternal companion, always with the Lord. Because she is a very important lady.
And when the Lord is glorified, then Mahalakshmi is also glorified.
当主受到荣耀时 ，Mahalakshmi 也同时受到了荣耀。
So Mahalakshmi is the eternal mother of the universe.
Mahalakshmi 是宇宙的永恒母亲。
And just as Lord Vishnu is all pervading.The goddess of fortune is also all pervading.
正像主 Vishnu 是遍存万有的，所以幸运女神也是遍存万有。
Now sometimes the Lord Narayan will appear, sometimes he will appear as a demigod, and at that time she will appear as a demigoddess, as a goddess.
有的时候Narayan 呢，他显现为特定的半神人，在这个时候呢，他也同时显现为特定的女半神人。
Then when the Lord becomes a human man, she will become a human woman.
当主以人类的形体降临的时候，他也会以一个人类的女性降临。
So she will accept whatever body is appropriate for her to be with her husband, Lord Vishnu.
她会相应的以适合她的丈夫主 Vishnu 的形象来显现。
So her place of residence is on the chest of the Lord, and she's very dedicated to him.
她的居所是在主的胸膛，她对主非常贞洁。
Her incarnations are not different from her.
幸运女神的化身和她丈夫的化身没有什么区别。
Just like when Lord Narayan has incarnations, they're not different from him.
正如主纳拉亚呢有不同的化身，所有这些化身跟主纳拉亚没有区分。
So Lakshmi has many, many different forms, and she appears up everywhere to be with the Lord.
同样的 ，Lakshmi 也有许许多多的形象，她显现在各地和她的丈夫在一起。
So sometimes some forms appear superior to others, but actually they're all equal.
有的时候呢，主的形象显得好像是一种形象高于另外一种形象，但事实上他们都是平等的。
So one of her expansions of Lakshmi is the deity which controls material opulence.
Lakshmi 的一种扩展是控制着物质富裕的神像。
Right, we're talking Mahalakshmi. She resides in the spiritual world with Lord Narayan. but she has many expansions.
我们刚才谈到 Mahalakshmi， 她是在灵性世界和主 Narayana 在一起，然而 Mahalakshmi 却有很多扩展。
So this, we're going to, but there's a Lakshmi who is the controlling deity of wealth and opulence in the material world.
然而，也有在物质世界控制着所有的财富的 Lakshmi.
And she, this Lakshmi in the material world, she also has a.She has different kinds of perfections at her company. She can give different people different powers to do things.
然而 ，Lakshmi 在物质世界，她可以给不同的人赋予不同的力量。
So we know in material world, people are eager to get the blessing of Lakshmi.
我们知道在物质世界人人渴望得到 Lakshmi 的赐福。
But liberated souls, they don't care about Lakshmi.
解脱的灵魂却并不在乎 Lakshmi.
And people who are trying for liberation, they also don't care about Lakshmi.
那些努力在寻求解脱的人也不在意 Lakshmi.
And even the devotees of the Lord, they also don't care about Lakshmi.
甚至主的奉献者也不在意 Lakshmi.
They neglect her.
他们忽视 Lakshmi.
They don't worry about her. They focus on her husband, the Supreme Lord.
他们并不担心 Lakshmi， 他们只是专注于她的丈夫至尊主。
Even new devotees, even new devotees are very dear to the Lord.They're more dear to the Lord than forms of Lakshmi. Because Lakshmi, her nature is to be restless.
即便是新奉献者也不在意 Lakshmi. 对于主来说呢，新奉献者甚至对于主更加亲切，亲切的程度超过 Lakshmi， 因为 Lakshmi 的本质呢，它是躁动不安的。
We all have the experience that Lakshmi is difficult to keep. You get some money, you get some wealth, you get it for some time, then you lose it or it's taken from you.
我们对此都有切身的体验，要想保留。Lakshmi 是多么的困难，他们有一段时间在那里，然后过一段时间又走掉了，消失了，或者被拿走了。
So, because she's like that, she's not so dear to Lord Narayana.
因为她本性如此，所以对于主 Narayana 来说并不是很亲切。
But somebody who's a devotee, they fix their mind on the Lord, so they're very dear to the Lord.
但是一位奉献者，他的心意是专注在主的身上，所以主是非常钟爱这样的奉献者。
So that's the Lakshmi of the material world. She's different from Mahalakshmi.
上面讲的是在物质世界的 Lakshmi 和灵性世界的 Mahalakshmi 是不同的。
So the original Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, she's on a position like the consorts of the Lord.
原初的 马哈拉克什米的地位是主的伴侣。
Narada Muni is glorifying the Lord's consort. She's not just glorifying the Lord, but he's also glorifying the consorts of the Lord.
Narada Muni 呢，在荣耀着主的伴侣。Narada Muni 不仅荣耀了主本人，他也荣耀了主的伴侣。
And Lord Narayan, we said Lord Narayan has a second wife. First wife is Lakshmi, and the second wife is called Bhumi, or she's the goddess of the earth.
Narayan 呢，他第一位妻子是 Lakshmi， 他第二位妻子是 Bhumi， 就是地球的女神。
And his principal wife is Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune.
他主要的妻子是幸运女神 Lakshmi。
And she's always with the Lord by his side.
幸运女神永恒的处在主的身边。
And the other consorts, other energies, they're all expansions from Mahalakshmi.
其他的能量都是 Mahalakshmi 的扩展。
Lord Shiva's consort Durga is an expansion of Mahalakshmi.
主 Shiva 的妻子 Durga 女神就是 Mahalakshmi 的一个扩展。
And Durga has many expansions also, and they're all expansions. They're all coming from the one Mahalakshmi.
Durga 女神又有许多的扩展，所有这些扩展都是来自于 Mahalakshmi 的。
And there's the goddess who is the wife of Lord Shiva, who is very terrible, very frightening. That she's also coming from Mahalakshmi.
主 Shiva 还有另外一位伴侣，另外一位女神，她也来自于 Mahalakshmi。
The Lakshmi is understood in many different ways.
因此有很多方式可以去理解 Lakshmi.
According to her different services, different activities which she performs, she has different names.
依照她的不同的服务，她的不同的活动，她就有不同的名字。
She is the personification of existence, knowledge, and bliss.
他是存在、知识、喜乐的化身。
And she's without any beginning or end.
他无始无终。
So to understand her identity is very difficult.
他的身份很难理解。
And when we get any ecstasy, when we worship the Lord, this is because of the blessing of Lakshmi.
当我们崇拜主的时候，感受到狂喜，这都是源于他的祝福。
And it is through her that the Supreme Lord Narayan can display his different features.
透过他，主才展示出他的特征。
So the different varieties of the Lord's devotees and his different services are all coming from her.
有 奉献者的种类也有各式各样的奉献者，也有各式各样的服务，他们都源于幸运女神。
So the pure serve, those who are pure devotees, they understand Mahalakshmi and her activities.
纯粹的奉献者能够理解 Mahalakshmi 以及她的活动。
But if people whose minds are still attached to knowledge, dry knowledge, they cannot understand her.
但是那些心意仍然依附于枯燥的知识的人却无法理解他。
The Lord has two main energies. This is superior energy and the inferior energy.
主拥有两类范畴的能量，高等能量以及低等能量。
So she is the superior energy.
因此她是属于高等能量的。
But she is also known as Prakriti or nature.
她有另外一个名字是 Prakriti, 也就是自然。
So she can act on her own independently.
她可以独立运作。
And she has many expansions.
他也有许许许多多的扩展。
And they have, and they're named in terms of their activities.
这许许多的扩展是根据各自的活动而被命名。
And Maya appears as her shadow.
Maya 显现为她的影子。
So this Maya is the generate, from this Maya comes the false ego, the false material create. From this Maya we get the material creation.
从 Maya, 物质自然、物质创造是源于 Maya.
Yeah, Maya means ignorance and things which are not real.
Maya 的意思是无知或者是不真实的事物。
So she, Maya creates for the living entities the cycle of material life, birth and death.
为了生物 ，Maya 创造了物质生活的循环。创造了生死的循环。
So she's overseeing the eight coverings of the universe.
妈呀，她也监督督导着物质的八个覆盖。
Right, the eight coverings, the five elements, gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, then three subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego.
这八种覆盖是五大粗糙元素，土、水、火、空、体态，以及三种精微元素，心意、智性、假我。
So,The material world undergoes transformations, many different changes, because it's not eternal. But these different changes, they never affect Lakshmi, never affect Maya.
物质世界在经历着不同的转型，经历着种种的变化。物质世界并非永恒的。然而物质世界并不能影响到 Maya。
So this Maya is also called Prakriti, material nature.
这个 Maya 也被称为 Prakriti, 物质自然。
So if we want to get liberation, we have to we have to be able to transcend Maya.
如果我们希望得到解脱，必须要超越 Maya。
If we want devotional service, we have to overcome Maya.
如果我们想要奉爱服务，必须要征服 Maya。
But she, this whole material world was created by her.
然而，这整个的物质世界都是由 Maya 所创造的。
But this world is not real, it's just some illusion.
然而这个世界并非真实的，它只是幻象而已。
Just like some magician can do some trick, he can produce things from nowhere.
正像一些魔术师可以做一些变换一些魔术的把戏，使事物凭空创造出来。
But it appears to be real.
但是这些事物好像是真实的。
Just like Kadama Muni, he had yoga powers. He could create a mansion that could fly in the air.
正像 Kadama Muni 可以凭空创造出一个在天际飞行的一座宫殿。
So the material world is like that. It's just like some creation of some yogi.
物质世界的创造就正像瑜伽师的创造一样。
So Lord Krishna is the bestower of the fruits of all of our auspicious work. He gives us the results of our good work.
主 Krishna 他会赐予我们活动的吉祥的结果。
His energy creates whatever his energy creates is eternal and real.
无论他的能量创造出什么，都是永恒的，真实的。
There's no illusion about Krishna.
对于 Krishna 而言，并不存在幻想。
And similarly, also the Lord's incarnations, different forms are not different from Him, and they're real and they're eternal.
同样的，主的各个化身，他们都是真实永恒的，他们并没有什么不同。
Just like when the Lord appears, maybe He will appear as Varaha or Lord Nrisimhadev. He appears in these different forms. They're eternal forms. And sometimes the Lord comes in this world to perform His pastime. Then He will go back to the spiritual world.
主有的时候以 Varaha 行猪的形象，或者是 Nrisimha 半人半狮的形象显现，他们全都是永恒的。他们有时候来到这个世界来上演逍遥，之后他们又回去了。
So the Lord Krishna is the source of all of these different incarnations.
主 Krishna 是众多化身的源泉。
He is always the supreme. He cannot be overcome. Nobody can take his place.
主 Krishna 永远都是至高无上的至尊主，没有人能代替他的地位。
Okay, so we will stop.
接下来我们来看一下。我们停在这里。
We'll ask if there's any questions.
好，我们看一下第一个问题，是来自于喜宝苏巴扎，顶拜 Guru。 奉献者们、老师们，我今天有两个非常困扰我的问题，想要请教咕噜。一，我昨晚做梦，遇到在维护亲情和真理之间的两难问题，梦中在审判我已经离世的父亲和爷爷。如果我坚守孝道维护他们，那我就违背了真理，结果就是下地狱。如果我坚持真理，那么就必然会揭露亲人的错误，结果就是我处逆不孝，还是下地狱。请问咕噜，这个梦境是否在提醒我，这物质世界永远没有完全正确的事情，即使下地狱也必须尊重真理呢？难道一个奉献者的心肠就必须那么坚硬吗？ Obeisance to Guru and devotees, devotee teachers. Today I have two very two questions that give me perplexion. The first one, yesterday night I dreamed about a very dilemma between to support the affection for the relatives and that to support the absolute truth. In my dream, my father and grandfather who have passed away are being judged. If I support my father and grandfather who have passed away, then I disobeyed the absolute truth. The result is I will go down to the hell. Yet, if I insist on absolute truth, then the fault of my relatives will be revealed. The result is that I'm not obedient to my superiors. The result is also that I will go down to the hell. The question is that, is it that this dream is reminding me that in this material world, there will never be things that's totally correct. And if, even if going down to the hell, I should respect the absolute truth. Is it that the heart of a devotee should be so hard-hearted? This is the first part of the question.
Well, should a devotee be so hard-hearted?
Yes, because in the if he stand in the side of the relatives, then as the children, she is not so obedient, so affectionate to the superior, the parents. But if he stand on the side of the parents, then she will disobey the absolute truth. So this is a dilemma for her.
Well, luckily it's only a dream. It's not reality.
非常幸运的是，这只是一场梦而已，这不是真实的。
Don't worry too much about your dreams.
不要太过于纠缠于你的梦境。
And our dreams, these kind of dreams, they don't have any real meaning.
这样的梦境呢，没有真实的含义。
We just put things together because you have a mother and father, and you have relatives. You put, and sometimes there's arguments, and so in the dream we put these different thoughts together, and we dream something.
我们只是把不同的事物、不同的人物捏合在梦境当中，因为我们有父母亲，还有各式各样的争论，所以在梦中呢，就把他们都放在了一起。
Prabhupada gives an example. He said, just like you see gold and you see a mountain, so at night you dream a golden mountain. There's no golden mountain, but we dream.
Prabhupada 给出了一个很好的例子。白天我们看见金子，然后也看见山脉，在夜晚我们就梦见了一座金山，但是没有金山的存在。
So, anyway, if we take the situation as being reality, what is the proper thing to do?
那无论如何，那如果我们把这个梦境看成是真实的话，那应该采取什么样的正确的做法呢？
You can just plead ignorance and
Sorry, Mara, I didn't catch it.
Say that we don't know what happened and we don't want it. We can take a neutral position.
Okay. 我们可以采取中庸之道。
Because you don't want to favor one person against another.
因为呢，你并不想就是偏颇一偏袒任何一方。
Just like sometimes in the West, people may see a crime, but they don't want to get involved.
In the West, see a crime.
They may see a crime. They may see somebody do something wrong.
Oh, okay.
They may see somebody even steal something or even fight something, but they just simply say, no, I never saw anything.
就像在西方国家呢，他们有的时候会看见一场犯罪行为，看见偷窃、打架、斗殴啊，但他们就一口咬定，就是我什么也没见到。
So, you could also do like that. You could just say, you know, you could just plead ignorance. That I don't know. I don't remember.
所以同样的呢，你也可以就是假装无辜的样子，无知的样子。我什么也不记得，我不记得。
You may say you're not being truthful, but if you're truthful.Sometimes being truthful just brings you so many troubles.
您在问题当中说到呢，如果就是您站在一方的话，那就是变得不真诚了。但是如果您实话实说的话，那有时候会给自己带来麻烦。
So sometimes it's better to keep quiet than to speak.
有的时候呢，与其说话，开口说话，还不如保持沉默。The next part of question.
Oh.
第二个，这是关于灵性方面的问题。如果一个奉献者的训士咕噜和启迪咕噜不是同一个人，而生活中训士咕噜给予学生的实际教导远远帮助启迪咕噜，这个学生是否应该按照启迪咕噜在梦中给予他的训士，要献出全部的真诚去尊重和协助训士咕噜的传教呢？作为一位灵性学习的学生，到底应该怎样做才能真正取悦训士咕噜和启迪咕噜呢？ The next part, question is that the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru is not the same for a devotee. And in practical life, the Shiksha Guru gives more instruction and help far above that of a Diksha Guru. Then should this student follow what her Diksha Guru gave her the instruction in the dream, that she should sacrifice all sincerity and respect to assist her instruction guru to preach. So I would like to ask the guru, as a student, what should the student do to genuinely please the instruction, the Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the duty of the Shiksha Guru is to strengthen the faith of the disciple in the Diksha Guru.
首先你要理解这个信士咕噜呢，他的首要职责就是加强他对他的奇迹咕噜的信心。
So the Shiksha Guru is not supposed to be doing something which is separate from the Diksha Guru.
信士咕噜呢，他的所作所为不应该是跟他的启迪咕噜是分开着的。
There has to be that cooperation between the two.
他们之间应该是合作的关系。
That they're both serving ultimately for the satisfaction of the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada.
他们二者之间都是在服务，以便取悦奠基灵性导师。
So you have some dream, you should confirm that dream with your spiritual master. Is this a good message which came in my dream?
当你梦到灵性导师的时候，当你梦见灵性导师的时候呢，你应当和灵性导师去核实证实，这个是不是一个很好的信息。
No, we don't just simply take every dream as absolute truth. You have to confirm.
我们不能把每一场梦境呢都看作是绝对真理，必须要加以核实。
But generally, we encourage devotees to preach. So if you're helping somebody preach, that will be very good. The guru will not mind.
我呢 ，Hare Krishna。如果您会去协助传教的话，那无论如何，故事都不会在意您去协助传教的这件事情，都会鼓励的。
Generally, spiritual master doesn't, if he won't mind, if you're doing some preaching work, if you're working with somebody else, he's not going to worry.
如果您在和另外一个奉献者合作去传教的话，那么孤乳他不会担心，他也不会去在意您是在和另外一个奉献者合作去传教的。
He's happy that you're able to work with another devotee.
如果您和能够和另外一个奉献者合作，咕噜他相反他会很高兴。The next one, Lalita, 顶拜 Guru. 感谢主持人，在这个神圣的 Purushottama 月里，如果一直奉行 Ekadasi 戒食，那么在 Purushottama 月结束后，怎么打破戒食？是在结束后第二天正常食用五谷吗？嗯 ，The first part is that a business guru, in this holy Purushottama month, if I carry out the fast, Ekadasi fast, after this Purushottama month is finished, how can I break this fast? Is that after finishing this month, the next day, I take the grains? Is that okay?
Yes.
是的， yes. 正常。
You should find the auspicious time. There's the proper time where you break the fasting. So you should take some grain.
是的，找到一个吉祥的时刻，然后去食用五谷。
You mean she's been observing a Ekadasi for the whole month?
Yes.
Okay. So you take some grains.
那您就正常食用，就是食用五谷，打破戒食就可以了。问题二 ，the next part of question is that 今天是 Ekadasi， 如果只喝水，第二天用一片吐司叶子就可以打破戒食吗？如果不吃不喝，第二天喝水是不是就打破戒食了呢 ？Today is Ekadasi. If I only drink water today, then can I break Ekadasi then tomorrow by only eating a tusi leaves?
No. You have to take a grain.
第二天还是要用五谷来打破戒食。
Yeah, you should take one grain of rice.
可以用一粒大米打破戒食。Then if I don't eat, I fast totally from drinking and eating. Can I only break fast by drinking water tomorrow?
Yes.
可以，如果不吃不喝，第二天就喝水打破戒食。The third question is that 关于普舒特曼月的时间有两种说法，一种是9月16号到10月17号，一种是9月17号到10月16号。恳请尊敬的 Guru Maharaj 的指导，哪一个更权威？ There are two versions about the time of Purushottama. One is from the 16th of September to 16th of October.The other is the 16th of September to 17th of September to 16th of October. The which is correct? Authorized.
I don't know.
我也不知道。
I am not an astrologer.
我也不是占星家。
Just follow the Vaishnava calendar.
你就按照 Vaishnava 日历去做。The next part questions from Pancha Tattva Das. Dimbai Maharaj, Dimbai 奉献者 Krishna 可以扩展为无数的 Vishnu, Vishnu 也可以扩展为 Krishna 吗？ Krishna can expand himself to unlimited Vishnu. Can Vishnu expand it to Krishna?
No.
不可以。 The next question?
Yeah.
Sita Rani Devadasi, 顶拜 Gurudev, 顶拜聚会的奉献者。Krishna 的妻子们没有嫉妒心吧？为什么 Krishna 要扩展，让每个妻子感觉独一无二的享受呢？在一起吃饭不好吗？请原谅我的愚昧无知。Obeisance Gurudev, obeisance to assembled devotees. The wives of Krishna don't have enviness, right? Then why Krishna expanded himself so that each wife feel that she is with her husband lonely and enjoying with her husband? Isn't it very nice that they get together to eat? Please forgive my ignorance.
Yeah, well, Krishna arranges this for the pleasure of each of the devotees.
Krishna 为了他每一个奉献者的快乐做着这样的安排。
Each of his queens have their own palace, and Krishna's living with each of the queens.
他每一位王后都有自己的皇宫，在这些皇宫当中 ，Krishna 和他的每一位王后在一起。
Krishna married them all, and he married them all, and there was a wedding for each one, each queen, and each of the weddings all took place at the same time, and Krishna was sitting there with each of the queen. The marriages were performed.
Krishna, 他娶了很多位妻子，而这每一场婚礼是在同一时刻进行的。Krishna 呢和每一位皇后坐在一起，在就是展开了婚礼。
So Krishna likes, you know, each of the queens are married to Krishna, so they cook for their husband, and then Krishna eats their food.
每一个皇后因为嫁给了 Krishna, 所以要给 Krishna 做饭，然后 Krishna 就会吃掉这些食物。
And each queen thinks Krishna is eating my cooking.
每一位皇后呢都在想，哎呀 ，Krishna 他吃下了我做的这些食物。
Because they're all, each of the queens think of themselves as a servant of Krishna, and they like to offer their service to Krishna, and Krishna wants to encourage them with their service.
每一位王后都把自己看成是 Krishna 的女仆，都要为 Krishna 做服务。而主 Krishna 鼓励他们的服务。
So it's inconceivable to our minds.
这对我们的心意来说是不可思议的。
But you have to understand there's 16,108 queens, and there's 16,108 Krishnas, and they're each with the Krishnas with each of his queens.But these 16,108 Krishnas are actually one Krishna.
有16,108位王后，也有16,108位 Krishna. 但这16,108位 Krishna, 它实际上是同一，是一位 Krishna.
And every day, Krishna will go to his Sudharma assembly.Just like the king has his assembly where he will go and he will hear what are the affairs in the kingdom. So Krishna will leave his home, he will leave each of the 16,108 palaces, and he will become one Krishna again and go to the Sudama assembly.
Krishna 有一个议事厅 ,Sudama 议事厅。就像国王每天呢要在议事厅里头呢在处理国家大事，所以每天呢早晨 Krishna 都会离开自己的家皇宫，这时候呢他们就成为一位 Krishna, 就去了这个 Sudama 这个议事厅去议事。
So there's no envy between the queens, but still each queen has their individual relationship with her husband.
皇后之间呢，没有不存在嫉妒，但是每一位皇后和他们的主都有一个私人的关系。
There's no parallel, there's nothing we can compare it to in the material world.
这个在物质世界呢是无可比拟的，没有什么可，没有什么雷同的，类似的比喻。
We know, like in China, the emperor may have had many wives, many queens, but he can only enjoy with one queen one night, then a different queen each night.
我们知道在中国古代呢，那个皇帝呢都有三宫六妾七十二嫔妃，但是他每一天晚上只能和其中一位妻子皇后在那里享受。
So they're very limited, but Krishna is unlimited.
这些皇帝他们都是有限的，但 Krishna 是无限无穷无尽的。
Okay, any other question?
Yes, 下一个是 Draupadi Devadasi, 感恩姑姑的精美讲课。是因为地球母亲是主的妻子，所以主会来地球上演逍遥吗？我们在地球上，所以只能听到主在这里的逍遥。除了天堂星球外，主也会去别的星球吗？ Thank you, Guru, for your wonderful lecture. Is that because Mother Earth is one wife, the Lord's wife, one of the wife of the Lord, that Lord, the Lord will come to the Earth to perform leelas? We can hear the leela here on Earth and accept the heavenly planets. Will the Lord also go to the other planets?
Yes, he will also go to the other planets. Not only other planets, there are many universes, so he will appear also in different universes.
是的，主也会去别的星球，不仅仅会去别的星球，还会去别的宇宙。
We know the Lord comes to the earth planet, and he also goes to the heavenly planets, higher planets, Swargaloka. There, sometimes he has to deal with the demigods.
我们知道主会来地球，会去天堂 Swargaloka， 他会在天堂和半神人们交流。
Lord also goes down to the lower planets, the planets where the demons reside. Just like Lord Bali Maharaj, he was sent back to go to the lower region where they have the planets of the demons. And the Lord said, I'm coming with you as your gatekeeper and I will protect you so that you won't have any trouble.
主还会就去低等星宿，就恶魔所居住的低等的星宿和他们在一起。主对巴利玛拉就说，我会和你一起去那里，我会当你的守门人，保护你。
So the Lord is everywhere, and he can appear anywhere.
因为主是遍存万有的，所以呢，他可以在每一个地方显现。
fühlen?
She is asking that the Mother Earth is the Lord's wife. Therefore, the Lord will come to this earth to perform pastime. Is that because she's the wife of the Lord?
Well, it may be one reason, but also the earth is a very important planet because we know you have Govardhan Hill here and you have the Yamuna River. So these are very dear to the Lord.
Because Govardhan is a very important planet.
So the Lord comes to enjoy these things, like just like when the Lord said he was going to come down to the earth planet, and so he wanted Radharani to come, but she said, how can I come? How can I go? I don't want to leave Yamuna, I don't want to leave Govardhan Hill. But Krishna said, no, it's okay, they're also coming.
So, when the Lord wants to come to the earth, he wants to come to Radharani. But Radharani said, if there is no Govardhan Hill, there is no Yamuna River, how can I go? But the Lord assured him that they will come together.
So the holy dhams are here. The Lord resides there eternally. So the Lord comes to enjoy the holy dham. Actually, the Lord is living there in the holy dham. He resides in the holy dham eternally.
事实上呢, 主就在圣地生活着, 主是永恒的, 居住在圣地的。
So it's not that the Lord has to come for his wife, but rather his wife is with him in the spiritual world.
主并不是为了他的妻子的缘故才来的，相反，他的妻子是从灵性世界和主一起而降临的。 Are you the next part question?
Yeah.
下一个是 Lila Shakti Devadasi. In fact, Gurudev, 今天聆听 Gurudev 讲述这个奇妙的消失光，我有一个想法，回归灵性世界，虽然不是像想象的那样，但我们有信心。 要永远为主做永恒的服务，到达终极目标。如果冥想主的不同形体，我们冥想文达文就到文达文，冥想瓦昆塔就到瓦昆塔，对吗？ Listen to Gurudev. Today, after hearing this wonderful pastime that Gurudev have related, I have a question. We have a confidence to render eternal service for the Lord and to attain the ultimate goal. If we meditate on the different form of the Lord, if we meditate on Vrindavan, we will go to Vrindavan. If we meditate on Vaikuntha, we will go to Vaikuntha. Is this right?
Yes.
是的，对。
But the meditation has to be constant, and it has to be there at the end of life.
但是这种冥想应该是恒常不断的冥想，而且在生命的最后一呼一吸的时候，也应当有这样的冥想。
还有问题吗？
还有，昌晨了，no， 啊，下一个问题是 ，Sati，no， 下一个问题是 ，Sati， 顶拜孤，顶拜奉献者，主的消失光是绝对的、完美的。对于主的活动，我们是不是应该以臣服的心态完全的接受呢？ Obeisance Guru, obeisance to devotees, the Leela of the Lord is absolute and perfect. Concerning to the activity of the Lord, is it that we should totally accept in the mood of surrender, surrender mood?
Yes, that is the absolute policy, surrender to Krishna, accept.
是的，这是绝对的原则，就是接受。The next question?
Yes.
韦月苗。顶拜孤乳群体奉献者，请问如何在现实生活中去理解展示纯粹 Obeisance Guru and Devotees in Group? I would ask how to understand and exhibit purity in practical life.
Well, purity in practical life means we should follow the principles of religion.
在现实生活中，纯粹就意味着遵守宗教原则。
We should cultivate the mode of goodness.
应当培养善良属性。
We should be a proper example to others. We should show always good behavior.
We should become others' example. Have appropriate behavior.
And generally, if we act with purity, we say purity is a force, right? So if we are pure,And then it will help us to convince people about Krishna consciousness.
如果我们以纯粹的力量来行动，有一句俗话说，纯洁就是力量，那我们就可以说服别人接受 Krishna 之觉。
OK, 还有问题吗？
还有，下一个是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人。顶拜孤乳幸运女神是 Radharani 的扩展吗？幸运女神和 Radharani 什么关系？我的、
yes.
是的，是扩展。
Radharani is the original lady, the original female, and the goddess of fortune is the expansion of Radharani.
Radharani 是原始的。原初的女性幸运女神是 Radharani 扩展。
OK。
下一个是淡然。下一个淡然一笑。这些皇后之间没嫉妒，至少有攀比吧。Satya Bama 看到 Rukmini 有富贵花叫 Parijata 也想要，害得 Krishna 不得不去天堂和 Indra 打一仗，只是为了满足这位妻子的愿望。Even if there is no enviness among these queens, at least there are competition. because Satyabhama saw the Parijata flower in Rukmini's garden. She also won that. And Krishna had to go to heaven to fight with Indra to get that in Parijata to satisfy his queens.
Well, Krishna didn't go to heaven just to get the Parijata tree for Satyabhama.
Krishna 去天堂, 并不是为了为 Satyabhama 去取 Parijata 花。
He went to heaven to give Mother Aditi the things which one demon had stolen from her. So Krishna went there to return the things which had been stolen.
Krishna 去天堂是因为有一位恶魔偷了阿提提母亲的那个东西, 所以 Krishna 就
Yeah, her earrings, Mother Aditi's earrings and things, some other jewelry had been stolen by a demon. So Krishna brought them back to her after he killed the demon.
有个恶魔呢，曾经就把阿迪提母亲的耳环。 还有一些珠宝等等都偷走了，所以当 Krishna 杀了这个恶魔之后呢，他就要回到就去天堂去归还 Aditi 母亲他的这些事物。So
he took the Parijata tree not only to satisfy Satyabhama, but also he wants to let Indra know that. He wants to correct the pride of Indra because Indra got angry and Indra tried to fight with Krishna and didn't want him to take the Parijata tree. But Krishna defeated Indra. So Krishna wanted to crush the pride of Indra.
Krishna 而是为了遏制Indra的骄傲，为了打败，就是摧毁Indra的骄傲， 所以Krishna才拿走了Parijata花。
Yeah. So it's all pastime.
这些都还有 three questions more. Obeisance to Guru's lotus feet. Is the Buddha at present moment? Is Lord Buddha also under the jurisdiction of the Lord? Will Lord Buddha also listen to the instruction of the Lord?
Yes. Ultimately, everybody is under the instructions of the Lord. The Lord Buddha, he's Shaktyavesha Avatar. He's empowered by the Lord.
是的，终极来说，每一个生物都是处在主的训示之下，因为佛陀是 Shaktyavesha Avatar， 被灌注了能量的化身，所以他也要遵循主的训示。So
his the preaching of the Buddha are also that directed by the Lord. It's the inspiration coming from the Lord.
佛陀的传教呢，也是在主的，就是指导之下，也是在主的激励之下才去传教的。The
Lord in the heart directed him how he could deliver the fallen souls.
主在佛陀的心中指导着他，怎样去拯救堕落灵魂。
So he's also under the control of the Supreme Lord.
佛陀也在主的控制，至尊主的控制下。
Yes. 还有
唱成了 Devadasi Hare Krishna 顶拜 Guru。 请问幸运女神传系的奉献者崇拜 Lakshmi Narayana 和我们崇拜 Radha Krishna 怀有的情感心态有什么不同？
The difference is that they worship the Lord in opulence. Lakshmi Narayan are Vaikuntha, they're in the mood of opulence.
区别就是 Lakshmi Narayan 呢，他们在 Vaikuntha， 他们是在富裕当中来崇拜的。
We worship Radha and Krishna. They're in Vrindavan.And Krishna is decorated with, he's playing the flute, he's decorated with peacock feather. It's a different mood.
我们崇拜 Radha Krishna 是在 Vaikuntha, 他们呢Krishna 是吹奏着笛子，他头插孔雀羽毛，是所以是不同的心态。
Lakshmi Narayan is worshipped with great awe and reverence, and reciting many prayers and mantras, Vedic mantras.
Lakshmi 和 Narayan 呢，崇拜他们呢是向他们供奉祷文，吟诵 mantra 来崇拜他们。
But we worship Radha and Krishna. We sing songs about Krishna's pastimes.About Krishna stealing the butter and Mother Yashoda tying him up. It's very different mood from the worship of Lakshmi Narayan.
而我们呢，是通过歌颂就 Radha Krishna 的消时光，Krishna 如何偷取了黄油，又被他的母亲绑在木岩魔柩上，所以这个心态是相就非常不一样。
OK， 还有一个，
还有一个是希塔拉尼，明白孤独奉献者，主的任何一个消时光是完美的。对于主的活动，应该抱有纯粹的意念去歌颂，是不是不应该有心智思辨 ？Obeisance, Guru and devotee, any of the pastime the Lord is perfect.We should praise the Leela of the Lord with a pure heart and without any speculation, right?
Definitely.
肯定的，是这样的。
Don't speculate and preach according to the Shastra.
不要思辨，而要按照沙舍，按照经典去传教。
And don't keep any material desires. Don't preach just for some material success.
而且不要怀揣着任何物质欲望，为了物质的成就而去传教。
Just try to please Krishna.
只应该是去为了取悦 Krishna。
好。今天到这。
Hare Krishna， 好的 ，Good day。我们今天的问题都回答完了，
okay.
感谢您，点拜您。
感谢你们，感谢 Guru Mani， 希望我们顺开的翻译，感谢大地主持，感谢所有的奉献者聆听，祝你们的卡日西快乐。
也祝您快乐。Take care, Gurudeva. Okay, so we finished.